Okay. And do 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
Perfect. That's great. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, great. Love, love, love.
Welcome back to the B List. I'm B. I'm joined by a special guest here. She is, who even knows how many times she's been here? She's been here many times before. It's Sarah Galley. You guys know her as host of Andy's Girls podcast. What else? Yeah. Andy's Girls podcast.
I mean, yeah, I think that covers it. I'm a writer. I'm a bon vivant. I mean, what else do you need? I'm a little bit of everything.
I'm a little discombobulated today. Okay. We just found out that Donald Trump is indicted again.
So can I ask you, because, you know, obviously your Instagram stories are iconic. I know, it's the longest week of my entire life. It's not literally the longest week of my entire life, but it's also absolutely literally the longest week of my entire life. Where do you think this is going to...
Scandinavian swimmers from Trader Joe's. Y'all, get these and eat them up. They are super sour Scandinavian swimmers. They're just like gummies, but are super sour. I love sour shit. But this hits. Like, some sour shit is not actually good, and this is, like, addictive.
Oh, my God. I'm not really a sour person, but I love that. I love that journey for you. Can I ask you, though, what do you think is going to end up happening with Trump? Like, where do you think this is going to end up? Like, for real, for real. Because you know that you are... very, very often right.
I don't know that this one will be the one that, like, does a lot of damage. Okay. I think the last set of indictments is what's really going to get him. The one that's going on in Miami.
Okay.
I can't even keep them straight anymore, honestly.
I don't even know how many there are. I used to be so politically active, and I swear to God, my brain has just rotted itself out.
I'm telling y'all, he fundraises so much money off of every single time these indictments happen, and it's actually only helped his popularity. He's actually neck and neck in a recent New York Times poll with Biden. And
In the general, they're not even fucking with the
The primary is over. Like, the primary, there is no chance that it's not going to be Donald Trump as the nominee, which is says plenty about the GOP, right?
So
don't talk
God.
To me about Back the Blue. When y'all was out there fighting these damn police officers in front of the damn, it's always Back the Blue this, Back the Blue that, until the blue is trying to stop you from hanging Mike Pence, until the blue is trying to stop you from breaking into a federal building and stopping the decertification of a fucking election. It's always Back the Blue until it's like the law trying to hold the ex-president accountable for his crimes.
Yeah, and it does feel like these charges just kind of inspire people who support him to rally twice as hard. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it feels like, because he's facing so much, it really genuinely feels like he sort of needs to win so that he can protect himself. Yeah. Like, the only way out of this for him is winning so that he can be like, oh, just kidding. The law's no longer a thing for me. Bye.
I was just going to say, I forgot what I was going to say. You know, the only thing that kind of gives me solace, and this is pretty dark, but we'll go there because this is the B List. Okay. the fact that, like, because I just got all the reports that were coming in. I mean, they covered it on Meet the Press recently. Chuck Todd did. And they were talking about the percentages of deaths with COVID post-vax. We're still significantly higher for Republicans than they ever were for Democrats. I think because they waited so long to get vaccinations. I think they were holding out.
Oh, my God. I never thought of that.
Oh, my God. But then, like, a lot of it was in huge regions where they were like key battleground states, like in Ohio, stuff like that. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But I mean, they killed off a large swath of their population, of their key voters. And think about it. A lot of the people that show up and show out for fucking racists like Donald Trump are senior citizens, like crazy people, you know. But think about the people that show up in droves for the Democrat side. It's beyond, it's like Gen Z. It's like the people that were like getting vaccinated and are healthier. Listen, we're not going to know until 2024, but I mean, it could really mean that they killed off their entire voting base, and I'm laughing, but you know, it is what it is, you know.
I can't believe we have to do this again.
I know.
I really thought.
But here I am.
We
I'm not trying
done.
To profile all MAGA people because what the, I think the mistake.
You're like, I'm not trying to because I did. I quite literally
no,
did.
No, no. I mean,
it required no effort. It required no effort.
Like, literally, the biggest like mistake that we ever make in politics is like trying yeah. to like write off all MAGA people as like toothless.
Amen.
Toothless trailer trash incels
totally.
Who live in their parents' basement. They're not all that. A good swath of them are. But a lot of them look like y'all's fathers. They're like, you know, middle class or upper middle class, like, you know, people with money. There's a lot of people that have money that support MAGA. It's, you know, so I think that's the mistake that we made in 2016. And I hope that we don't do it again. So we'll see, you know.
To be continued.
To be continued. Maybe COVID will spin the block. I don't know. She got, there's so many surprises in store for us. So much could happen between now and then. Who
oh
knows?
Oh my God. You know? It feels like 2024 is literally a lifetime away. But then I'm like, wait a second.
Really
we
not.
Only have a year. I know we only have a year maybe. Cause like we might only have a year left. Like
yeah.
depending on what happens. Like that's actually terrifying. Yeah. I don't want to go through that stress anymore. Like 2016, 2020. I can't do this again. And this can't be every campaign cycle for
yeah.
the president. I mean,
yeah.
it's just insane.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. We don't deserve this. We deserve like,
well, let's add a silver
know,
lining. If you could pick one
else.
Housewife, if you had to pick, if I had to put a gun
oh,
on
no.
your head and I had to be like one housewife, who would be the perfect president in your eyes?
Oh Christ. Who would be the perfect president or who would win?
Who would be the perfect president?
What's your pick? Come back to me.
Okay.
I'm like going in my head through like all of the various franchises.
I talk about her all the time, but I feel like it is probably, I think just like in terms of like her sensibilities and then also literally her political leanings kind of like are more towards my interest. Leah Black, I think, is somebody who would possibly be
oh.
more of like a centrist, but you know, Leah Black, I think could be. She seems presidential, too. She's literally the mayor of Miami.
She is. She gives me, honestly, governor energy.
Yeah,
I could
yeah.
see Leah Black as the governor of Florida. I mean, they should be so lucky,
they
honestly.
They should be so lucky. You know, Florida
that
has,
is a... Tell
Florida
me, what?
Is literally, like, I'm so sorry for y'all that live there. It is double the inflation of the national average. Like, it's just
wow.
like...
Wow.
I didn't even know how that's possible. But, yeah, there's, like, double the inflation in Florida. Yeah.
I wonder why that is. Do you know?
I'm full of facts
I have
today.
No idea. You,
know,
are,
Miami,
you have nothing but info. I love it.
Wall Street Journal just released an article today saying Miami-Dade County, their population is shrinking for the first time since 1970.
And why is that? Because people are like
I
afraid
why.
Of. I mean, the fact that like Florida is, to put it the nicest way, relatively inhospitable to
yeah.
like anyone who quite literally isn't Ron DeSantis. I mean,
yeah.
it's tough. It's very scary.
People want the drag queens. They like their Bud Light.
Amen. Okay,
yeah.
So you picked Leah Black, which was honestly an excellent choice. I am not going to attempt to surpass it. There's someone came to mind, which I can't even, honestly, I can't really
right,
even
yeah.
argue this.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I think it's just because I would love an energy like this of someone who is like seemingly grounded these days and pretty calm, which is like, I know this doesn't make any sense. I apologize in advance of saying this
it's
name
right.
as
I mean,
drag it
like
out. I mean, I just feel for
your
some
voting
reason
rights
like
are stripped of you once.
Yeah. Amen. I just a little bit of like an Alex McCord energy because
okay.
she, you know,
yeah.
she's now a psychologist. She
yeah.
went back and got her degree. And I don't know why. I can't stand behind it.
President
I
should
oh,
be
actually,
a little kooky.
You know what? Or Dolores. I don't know that. I feel like Dolores, if Dolores won, I don't know that Dolores would be reelected. But just somebody who's like driving the train. Yeah,
and listen,
but
this
I
isn't a complete
could...
read. I love Dolores, but like
right.
it would be like how Donald Trump was talking about infrastructure week for 4 years, or he was talking about like in 2 weeks I'll have a new healthcare plan. It's like the same thing. I feel like Dolores would be like Patterson Dolores is about to come out, and then we wait for six seasons and still haven't seen Patterson Dolores.
Conversely, while I agree with that, Congress needs someone who can talk to both sides. And Dolores can talk to both sides without either side feeling like deeply, deeply offended that she's leaving the door open for your like arch nemesis. So I'm actually going to hold strong with Dolo.
That's interesting, actually. I thought about it and I was just like, just now, I was like, Dolores, New Jersey probably as a cast is probably like the most polarizing characters. I mean, you either like love or like hate Teresa most times. You either love or hate like Margaret in a lot of instances. The same people feel the same way about Melissa. I feel like there's like really extremes, right?
Yeah, and I know that Marge is really polarizing, but I don't talk to people day to day who like deeply, deeply dislike Marge. It's just not something that I hear from people, rather. I'm sure I talk to them, but I don't hear a lot about Marge stuff.
Yeah. If you don't like Margaret, then I mean, I just think you're fucking weird. It's like a red flag for me personally, but it's like, what are you like really, like what's to, it's like I a mean, perfect I... housewife. It's like meddles in people's, like she gossips. It's perfect. Love
it. I think there was a certain kind of reaction to the idea that, you know, saying that Margaret Josephs has an arsenal is like the biggest insult in the world, which I was like, but yeah, like, she yeah. does. I she mean, does, maybe it was the strong house, use of the word arsenal. Right. But I was like, why are we pretending that's not a thing that happens? It does happen. Marge does that, as do other housewives in that franchise and obviously all across the board. So it's like, why are we pretending that that's the worst insult that we've heard even in New Jersey? Like,
I think the worst insult that you could have in New Jersey is being called a tree stump at this point. What did I call it the other day? I called it stump brain. Stump brain is a real thing.
Oh my God.
And it affects millions of people. So...
Well, your friends are friendly with some of the cast members. What's your read on what Jersey is going to be like, or maybe like what filming is like, you know, once it picks up in the next couple weeks?
I think.
Is it this week? I know it was August. Okay. Wow.
This week. I honestly haven't really given up that much thought.
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
I feel like last season kind of like took it out of me. So we'll see. I really hope the season's going to be good. I'm nervous because it's like just the same players again. And I'm like,
I mean, did you like last season? I've really enjoyed it.
It's like Sunday dinner. It's like comfortable. You know what I mean? But it's like, I would like something slightly different. It's time.
Yeah. Someone needs to bring a different appetizer to this meal. My God.
Yeah. But real first, let's get this out of the way real quick. I read a little bit of the indictment just to get, we'll get off this guy, sorry, because I know some people like this talk and some people don't.
Yeah, but totally.
I think one thing is I was reading a little bit through it and they had a bunch of unnamed co-conspirators listed and they had like number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six. I do believe from context clues, I feel like Jenny Thomas is one of the co-conspirators named or unnamed rather in this indictment. God. And if they get this bitch... If they get this bitch, I swear to God, y'all, America's so... Oh my God.
She sucks. She's like a genuine supervillain. She's like a caricature, awful
for those who don't know,
person.
Clarence Thomas's wife, who is also like Satan incarnate himself. With all these people dying, by the way, how do we keep...
You can't get me in trouble. We gotta
let me get off
him.
I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna even say it. Okay, just real quick to get over. A lot of people died since we last did a podcast. That's so wrong.
Oh my God. What are you doing? Is this the death episode? Like, that needs to be the title of Ep. Literally, RIP. It's like literally the title of Ep. Oh my God.
No, it's more like I'm upset because we keep missing all these people. Like, how did Mitch McConnell?
I know.
And he was standing over and.
And he had like a stroke or something. I know.
Do you have a favorite Sinead song? Do you like really, really fuck with, or are you just like, I mean, obviously she's good, but yeah. That's
no,
good.
I know her from saying things that like used to go viral on Twitter. I obviously know the SNL performance. I know her music, but I've never listened to a complete Sinead O'Connor album, which I will.
She was lit. She's great.
I know she was everyone was like, I'm obsessed with her. And then I fell back because I was like, oh my God, I haven't like really studied her oeuvre except to say, and I mean, kudos to me for how I just pronounced that. But like, except to say that, you know, she's super talented. She's like one of those people who's just like, is incredible. Will continue her menu, her memory and legacy will continue.
Yeah. Loved her. Mandinka is one of my favorite songs by her.
Oh.
Pee Wee Herman passed yesterday.
Also I know. Paul Rubens.
I didn't realize how formative he was for me, because I mean I remember I had like the whole Floyd set and all this stuff. I had all the toys growing up. I loved the Talking's chair. I was thinking about it as like looking at like Andy Cohen's Clubhouse and stuff like that. Yes. It's like his like footprint is everywhere in terms of pop culture. I mean,
totally. You're totally right. And Andy talked about that. I didn't see the full episode, but he Watch What Happens posted a clip about him memorializing Paul and talking about the fact that there was a genuine connection,
including
in the design and style of the Clubhouse. He was incredible. I mean, the movies, it was just a huge part of my childhood. And one of those people who you don't realize can be gone because they have made such an incredible mark in our lives. I mean, that is the value of pop culture and of entertainment. I mean, it was you know, heartbreaking a little bit. Although obviously there was an
Angus
extremely shocking heartbreak to come. Yeah, that was real. And I found out right before I had to record. Was it the same day?
Oh, I'm sorry. Announced the same day, but it just like the 1-2 punch of it. It was like later in the afternoon.
It was Paul
like
in the morning. Right. Oh my God.
So sad. And I guess his dad had passed like days before.
Yeah, he had apparently gone to Ireland to bury his dad, and who was his best friend. And, you know, I mean, just the statement that his family put out was just heartbreaking. Yeah. And for them to have experienced two losses in such a short period of time, and just he was 25 years old and so incredible and so incredibly talented and so connected to vulnerability. I mean, that was I watched Euphoria for him. He was really
that's the other thing is like I don't even know what I'll be watching it for anymore.
Well, that's what I was talking about with our friend Katie. We were talking about this a little earlier today because we're both like deep in mourning about Angus, and she was like, I don't know what's gonna happen with Euphoria. And I was like, same. Like,
I just don't think you really do it without him. And then also Barbie Ferreira is she's not even gonna be
Barbie
in it,
Ferreira. Well, they faced her out last season because she was apparently mistreated potentially on set because Sam Levinson is like a shitty he's like he really truly sucks, and the idol is the best examination of just how deeply awful he seems
Euphoria,
to be.
But I just feel like at this point, if you haven't made this new season, it's like, baby, like, why do we have like 4 years between seasons? Like, they're in high school. By the time we get to season three, they're going to be 30 years old.
No, it's literally Saved by the Bell, the college years, but with like more drugs, even though I'm sure there were drugs there too. I mean,
did you
it's
know Bethany
just,
was on
it's
Saved
tough.
By the Bell?
I did, yeah, because in the beach scene that I've seen, she used to reference it. I forget why, but there was some sort of period of time when it was like extremely important for the Bravo community to find Bravo Lebs in the wild, also known as like 90s TV.
Yeah.
And yeah, she was like a waitress or something. Did she date somebody in the cast? I might have made that up. Maybe she dated a producer or something. Okay,
interesting. I don't think she dated anybody, but who knows? She's got a crazy life, crazy life story. This kind of goes perfectly into number one on my list. We'll jump in and out of the lists. But my list this week, my number one is, well, it grosses me out, but I'm obsessed with it, is Bethany sitting on the floor of her hotel room eating a trash bag size thing of like crab, what is it, seafood boil with like
lobster
all the and crab legs and chomping on it with an eye mask on and one glove, but the other hand doesn't have a glove on it. And she's like, just chomping and like spitting in the camera. It's disgusting, but it gives me nightmares, but it's so Bethany that I can't look away.
She's so tough. She's so tough because she does these things for attention. And it's just like, I continue to give it to her, but it's also inexplicable at moments where I'm like, how much of this is part of her master plan? I guess all of it is. It's just, it's a lot. She's
a lot of time on TikTok. That's clear. And if you're like on TikTok, like every time I'm on TikTok, a lot of my feed will be literally people sitting on the floors of hotel rooms eating trash bag size portions of seafood. So she's not alone in this like practice. So I'm not totally going to drag her. But I don't know. It's just like I end up with a lot of mukbangs on my...
Wait a second. So I'm a vegetarian, so I haven't had seafood in a number of years. Do people...
People do this.
The number one thing. Okay, you're blowing my mind right now. I literally did not know that it was a thing for people to order that form of seafood when you're in a hotel room with nothing. Like,
not a hotel room. Okay, I mean, not just a hotel room, but yeah.
Okay, because if you get it to go or whatever, no problem. But it's the getting it in a hotel room when you have the least amount of stuff. Like, she doesn't have a plate. Like, I don't know that she has a paper plate somewhere. Like, how's this working out?
But when people eat that stuff, do they really eat it on a plate? They kind of just eat it out of the bag, don't they?
I literally have no idea. I don't eat this shit like y'all do. Longer than I've been alive. Like, I've been a vegetarian for so long. But, like, I just am. It's like I honestly think that's why I'm appalled, is like, you're doing this in a hotel. I don't know. Something I don't know. Like, I just want to know more about forks. Yeah, I want to know if you have napkins. Yeah.
Like, I don't like to think too much about the seafood, because it's like sometimes like crabs are kind of like giant bugs of the ocean. So it's like,
ugh. Yeah.
You know, and then, yeah, so.
It's a lot. She's a lot.
And then like eating that while you're traveling, I feel like that's like, oh, God. But get this. Oh. So I put this together.
Yeah, tell me.
And you let me know what your thoughts are, because do you know where she was when she was filming that?
I think Atlanta. Wasn't she?
Atlanta. And do you know who she said she talked to recently?
NeNe Leakes.
Yeah. Do you think she went to Atlanta to film like a sit down?
No, I really don't.
You don't
think
so?
I haven't watched part 2 of the...
They were like doing shots back and forth, like sitting shots, like NeNe kind of alluded to the fact that like Bethany, because people were asking her about Bethany's
plan to unionize reality TV.
Right? Which, what do you think about that?
Well, funny you should ask. I wrote a piece for the Daily Beast, which is up today. So you can read all about it. I interviewed a bunch of housewives and other reality TV personalities about their reactions and would they join Bethany's plans for a union. So I talked to Marge and Cynthia and Wendell Holland, who won Survivor, and Bronwyn, and... who else? A bunch of people. Luann.
Reality star Kelly Dodd.
Now Kelly Dodd's like, what? A union? I think I'm supposed to hate that.
I know unions. No.
I know.
She's like, I'm not for the worker.
But the NeNe, so I haven't watched part 2 of NeNe's conversation with Carlos King, but I saw clip of it where she said like she was in touch, I think, with Bethany, but I assume that was like text or DM.
You don't think that they were filming it?
I don't, but I also could be 100% wrong. I could be 100% wrong, but I don't see it. I don't, if they potentially worked together on the union, which I think also isn't.
That'd be smart if she really wanted to make it an actual thing. I mean, NeNe is the reality star.
But I also don't know that they would be filming doing that. You know what I'm saying?
We're just meeting in person, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Oh, it's totally possible. It's totally possible. Totally possible.
What did you think of Bethany and Jill's sit down?
I watched it once. I listened to it twice. So that's a total of 3 times.
Oh, wow.
I listened to the New York, their like review of the reboot.
That's what I care more about. Less than like, I don't
care. Oh, really? Okay.
I cared more about them reviewing the new show because I think that that's interesting. As the originators of the show, but I don't really care about them relitigating stuff that happened 17 years ago.
I mean, I honestly thought it was really fascinating. I thought the decision not to edit literally anything, which is beyond a rarity, to just keep like all of the awkward moments and pauses, because I think there was some sort of conversation about like, I don't want to be edited. I don't want to be concerned that I'm going to be edited in a way that is not helpful. Right, but she has the right to, because of what they talked about and Bobby's funeral and stuff, it honestly made a lot of sense to me. And I think that probably created an environment where both of them felt comfortable, because they knew that, like, regardless of what they said, it would be shown. It would be, you would be able to hear it, which I thought was helpful. I mean, I'm glad it happened. I think it was more closing a door than anything else when it comes to Jill and Bethany just being a part of the Housewives universe. But I was really happy. I was happy that it happened.
Didn't need to be. Wait, so it was really one part, right? Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's really one part. And then they did the reboot thing, and then a bunch of other little shorter.
100 Yeah, exactly. And then they put the act. So it was like the reunion itself, and then them talking about the reboot. The reunion itself, they also put up. They put up actually both on YouTube as videos. And then also after the stuff dropped, Bethany also put out like a bonus footage 15 minute thing, which included her dragging Jill, which I didn't love, and also talked about with Jill.
In true Bethany fashion. Yeah.
100%. I was like, Jill, have you seen the book? Because I interviewed her over the weekend, and I was like, Jill, have you seen the bonus footage? Because I have some thoughts on this. Because it just... I thought the bonus, I just didn't love it. I didn't love the bonus footage. The bonus footage, honestly, I just, it made me feel a little sad after, because it was Bethany making sure.
Herself.
Yeah, she was, in a way that I was like, oh, this makes me feel sad, because we had this, like, you know, potential new beginning, and it felt like she took it away a little bit by releasing that. I didn't love the order of it. I'll say that.
Yeah. Not shocked by the Bethany little kind of like, wrapping it up. Like, I knew that she didn't really want to like be friends with Jill or anything like that. She really just kind of like took it as an opportunity for both of them to kind of use it as a platform.
So can I ask you a question? What do you think is actually going to happen with them? Do you think that they'll be able to kind of become sort of tiptoe casual friends and see what happens from there?
Or
do you
think
it's going to be like a, you think it's going to be like a text every 6 months, hey, how are you? Or thought of you. And it's like, okay, bye. And that's it.
I think that she saw an opportunity to, like, with the new show happening, to review it with one of the OGs, because it's now or never, because I think she saw, listen, that's a door closing. Like, that's that the new reboot. And we're going to talk more about the reboot in a few. I want to hear your thoughts and stuff. But I think it's pretty clear that now that the reboot has aired and they didn't invite any of the OGs to, like, any parties. Well, we'll talk about the party that you attended where none of them were there, where one person vomited. I think that's like, that's a definitive closing of a door. And I think that she was like, now or never, because no one's going to care what Bethany and Jill have to talk about this subject a year from now or 2 years from now or whenever. So now's kind of the time to really, now or never.
I think I'm in the minority for being someone who would always want to hear it. I genuinely, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. And I think you're exactly right about the door being, the door closing. Totally.
The door is closed.
The door is closed.
Speaking of, that was actually second on my list, but we can go right into the second on my list. Well, it's okay. So my list, as you guys know, is not always something that I'm obsessed with or love, but it's something that I'm thinking about a lot this week, and it's just been the Nene and Carlos King sit down.
Okay.
It's, listen, Carlos King seems like a really nice person.
Okay. I'm so nervous about where you're about to go. When you start saying, what, when you begin with, they seem really nice. I haven't watched part two yet. I haven't had a chance.
Don't even. But, I mean, listen.
Really?
Nothing, even with part one, listen, Nene seems like a really nice lady.
Oh my God. That's when you know you're going to get dragged. I think you're so, like, sweet.
It's just,
it's
like,
beautiful gowns. None of this, it's literally, was not, beautiful gowns. Yep.
None of this was needed. Like, this was a sit down that did not need to happen. I didn't learn anything new. Maybe people did that have not been listening to her kind of like bitch about this situation years already now. But, like, she has not given us any new information. Like, I understand it sucks to be a reality star. But yeah, when you get fired or not offered opportunities to maybe have spinoffs and things like that, it has a lot more to do with just a network not liking you. It has to do with Q ratings. How do you test with different audiences? Do you even get along with your co-stars? Are you nice to production? Do you cost a lot? There's so many factors. It's not like someone just woke up one day and said, I don't like Nene, get her off the show, when she's like your number one cash maker. Like, that's like Atlanta was like the number one show. You have to think about how much she was paid. At one point, she said that she was the highest paid. And then now she's saying that she wasn't. I think she said that she like wasn't.
I don't know. I haven't watched part two yet, so I'm not. I haven't. Mm. I need to watch it first, to be honest. But it's something I plan to watch this week. Here's it's just been a little what nuts. Really but
frustrates me about NeNe Leakes, and then I'll get off it because I don't want to drag her or anything like that. Because I love NeNe. Like, I mean, listen, a miserable person, but an artist, like a creator. Like, come on, like nobody can. Nobody has sound bites like her. She's been the most memed reality star of all time.
Totally
iconic, but like a miserable person to sit there and literally he goes through the entire cast of people and one by one he says, do you think they're a star or not a star? And she couldn't tell him one person that was a star. She, in her head, she's the kind of person who thinks that a show can only have one star, as opposed to thinking that maybe everybody plays their part and everybody's a star in their own right. I mean, she said that Phaedra's not a star. Phaedra's well, but a star.
Like, what does it mean to be a star, though? Her interpretation well, in her of head, star might be like a Bethany, like a singular force.
Okay, so, but like the thing is I
like
look
Mount
at
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, but the thing is that I look at old Roni and I look at like you can't tell me that Sonya's not a star, Luann's not a star, Bethany's not a star, Jill is not a star. Those people are all stars, and they make a star-studded show. You look at old Atlanta. You can't. You're lying to me if you tell me that you don't think that Phaedra's a star. You may not like her, but she's funny as fuck, and she played her part. Candy, you may not like her. You may think she's boring, but she's star
worldwide.
Because
she's worldwide.
Come on. If we did not have Candy, we would not have had the fight in David's Bridal with Mama Joyce. We would not have had drag you with this bitch. Come on. She's got moments. She may not have as many, but the thing is that I think NeNe can never be on an ensemble like this for too long because she thinks that there's only space for one star and everyone needs to... The universe needs to go circulate or rotate around that one star. Do you know what I mean? That's why I think of like, again, like I bring up like New York, the early days of New York, there was not really one person who was like the star. It's like all of them were maybe not Alex McCord as much the first couple seasons.
But she's too busy being president. Okay.
But in hindsight's 2020. And we look back now and we're like, we realize that she was a necessary ingredient. She's not as loud mm-hmm. as the others, but I think it's just really whack of NeNe to like go back now and say that like Portia's not a star. Like, I don't like Portia really, but she can't.
Wait, she said that Portia wasn't a star?
She said she sees potential in her being a star, but she doesn't think that she's a star.
Wow. That's surprising to me. And also think friends.
She said that Kenya was kind of a star. Like, get the fuck out of here, NeNe. Now you're just lying. Okay. You're just being bitter. And this is where I just like don't really like.
I mean, when it comes to the like part two of it all, I think that's the part that a lot of people have really been interested in watching because mm-hmm. it gets into the nitty gritty of stuff that we really don't have a lot of information on. There's really not a lot publicly available about the lawsuit, which
thank God
was dismissed. But apparently I saw a couple clips and it sounds like she's alleging that it's still an ongoing thing, which I'm sure because it was filed, I forget the like without prejudice thing, that means she can file again, but that doesn't mean she's going to or plans to. And if I was her and I didn't want to talk about the specifics of what happened, I would probably say it's an ongoing matter too, because it's the only way to get out of answering the question. But I do think it's important to like, for me, just personally, my personal opinion is to like listen to her when she's talking about the fact that there was a discrepancy in how she was treated versus all white Housewives cast, and if there was a huge difference in how Kim Zolciak was treated versus the rest of Atlanta, now, I think that's important to hear. That's what it's like. This is the whole thing that annoys me about the Bethany unionization is everybody dragged NeNe when the lawsuit happened and when she spoke and was hypercritical of the network and production, but Bethany is like being crowned the people's princess for saying, yeah, it's a toxic community and world. It's like, okay, but I just like maybe that's not Bethany's responsibility to understand the hypocrisy, although certainly if you're trying to become a union organizer, you should understand the hypocrisy of it actually does matter. And you should want to ensure that people who have had different experiences than you are included. But I don't know.
Trying to wrap my brain around what kind of argument NeNe's really trying to make, because when you complain that you weren't given opportunities or treated fairly. But then, like, Candy's had more spinoffs than any other Bravo celebrity on record, and she's on the same
But
show
that
as it.
doesn't
But
mean that. But that doesn't mean that Nene wasn't mistreated. Be
no,
just
no, no, no,
because
for
the
sure. But
just
it's like,
because Candy was a was
no,
just
for
because
sure.
Candy honestly created opportunities and, you know, pitched pilots that were sold, it doesn't mean that Nene doesn't
Definitely
have
not.
the right to, yeah.
Totally. But then there's like so many, what I've said earlier is like there's so many factors that go into this. Candy, like I'm not going to just use Candy, but there's so many people that like they test well with audiences. They cost less. There's just so many
Are
different
interested in
factors.
filming.
And it doesn't sound
Yeah.
like any of the reasons that go into these kind of decisions were like listed by her.
Well, I when I'm talking about the idea of like the working environment, the
Yeah.
environment of producing, to me that's completely un to me, I completely separate that from I should have had
Yeah.
spin-off opportunities and my
She's just saying
pilots
she's.
or things I pitched should have bought, 'cause that's like not you have to have a project that people are interested in buying. I don't know what she was potentially pitching. I don't
Yeah.
know if it was of interest. So who knows? I mean, on
Wow.
that, yeah, 100%. I think that's kind of, I don't
Televise the
know.
court
It's,
proceedings.
I know.
Circus. We got
Oh my
another just
God.
add one to the pile.
Do you think that Andy is going to acknowledge this in any way?
I
Or do
don't
you
think he
think
ever
that,
will.
yeah, right?
I think he's so
Okay.
like he's like, no, this is no. I think at this well, some point in the second part of the interview, she actually says that she wants to like, you know, she wants to be able to re-up their
Repair.
yeah, repair their friendship. And I'm like, I don't really know how you really repair it at this point. Like, I think he's just like, because I mean, I think he looks at these women as like he to a certain extent respects them. I don't, you know, I don't really know anything about their personal dealings, but I think at the end of the day, it's kind of like they're his colleagues, so it's kind of
Yeah, and I
separate.
think the filing the suit when
Sue
it
was
comes
like
to a
kind of like,
personal relationship, I think that there would be a question there of like, what would this relationship consist of? Because if she's saying she wants to repair things with Andy,
did she
but she's
name him?
also
She named him in
saying
a suit.
she did, if she's also saying that the suit is ongoing and he was a named one of the named defendants,
Girl, if
like
someone
that's,
named me in a damn suit, I'd be like,
I
no,
don't
we're
think I'm
good.
gonna
Yeah.
send them a friendship bracelet.
I'm
I really
good.
don't think I am. I
Friendship
don't,
contract.
I mean, of course, I
No, but listen,
mean.
like the thing about Nene is like, listen, she falls out with like so many people. She talked shit about Cynthia on this podcast thing. She even Portia, everybody. It's like, and nobody's off limits. She's even talked about like Wendy. It's like there's a lot. I don't know. Not to say that she's like mistreated in these situations, but I don't know. It's like kind of a pattern.
But argue, couldn't a person argue that if she had just been like, they're great, I love them so much, that she would be criticized for that? Like, I don't think that there's a way out of this for Nene without being
No.
criticized.
Okay, but why do you have so many bad situations with so many people?
I mean, that's why you're great on reality TV. You could say that about any, look at Bethany.
Okay,
Bethany Frankel has like
then the fact
more
remains.
enemies
Okay,
than she has friends.
so you're
Like,
like a demon to know. So, but like the fact still remains. Like, I don't know what we're talking, you know? It's like you're like
I don't know.
yeah.
I saw part one. I honestly thought that her energy seemed grounded and calm. Like she at least seemed like in a good mood. And I feel like I haven't seen
Yeah, that's true.
that Nene before because she's been off TV for so
She seemed
long.
lighter, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I like to see it. I think that's why I'm kind of like holding on to a lot of you know, support for her, just kind of like trying to understand her perspective because it
Yeah.
seems like she's doing well. And I just think it's she's probably in a really tough situation now because it's like, what do you do for work? You know, like,
Yeah.
where do we go from here if
She was
the
kind of like
place
shit
that you became
talking
a
Marlo,
star's.
and she was kind of shit talking
Yeah.
Candy, and oh yeah, even Marlo, she was like, I get why fans don't think that she should be a housewife.
No.
You gotta
Oh
listen
my
to it. You gotta
God.
listen to it.
I
Yeah, it's
know,
a
I need
lot.
to
Yeah.
listen to part two. Today's been intense, but I will. I'm gonna watch it this week.
I want to ask you what's on your list.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, just like things I'm kind of thinking about, honestly, number
Okay.
one is a TV show, which I'm quite literally obsessed with. And I think the season finale drops tomorrow, which is Wednesday, but often like it'll drop the night before. And I can't stop thinking about Hijack, which is the Idris Elba
Never
show
heard of it.
limited series. Oh my God. I don't think anybody's talking about it, but we need to talk about it
Is it
because it
Peacock?
is, no, it's on Apple. It's like,
I don't
you
have
know how
Apple.
Apple, Oh, okay. Well, I get that because it's stupid. Like, the thing with Apple is that they just paid a lot of major celebrities a lot of money to do whatever they want. And it turns out that, like, what they wanted to do wasn't terribly good. So there are shows that are decent on there, but there's, like, a lot that's middling at best.
Yeah.
But this show, honestly, I think it was Dylan, our pal Dylan Hafer, I was talking to, who compared Idris to this show to, like, Idris Elba being in his Harrison Ford era. And that's exactly
I could see
it.
That. That's true.
Totally, it's giving Harrison Ford energy, just like the energy of the show, like a classic Harrison Ford like thriller, and it's so good, it's so watchable, it's genuinely really addictive, and I highly recommend it. Hijack.
Okay, I'm gonna look into it. That's so funny because I recently just rewatched a Harrison Ford movie from the 90s, Fugitive.
Oh, literally, my God. Like, oh, my God. I haven't seen that in so long, since I was a kid.
Still hits. Kind of random.
Does it?
Yeah.
The guy without the hand, right? It was the guy with the missing. Oh, my God.
Oh, don't give it away.
Wow. I mean, spoiler alert. Yeah. It's literally a movie from like 800 years ago. The Fugitive was a huge deal. I mean, I rewatched
it was a kind of like huge random deal. 90s stuff. And then it was like,
oh, I love 90s movies.
Oh my God,
them.
So dark. One night I could not sleep. And don't ask why I decided to watch this at like midnight. Philadelphia with Tom Hanks.
No, absolutely so not.
But I
absolutely not.
I don't think I had ever like seen it the way through because I was too young. But it's, yeah.
You never saw the end. Well, I mean, like, again, spoiler alert.
I don't think I ever saw
the
ending,
TV at the end. Oh, my God. That's the moment that I haven't seen that in so long because I was like sobbing so hard.
Yeah,
It's great so intense. Oh, my God. Was Denzel nominated? I remember that Tom won.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up after this.
I think he was.
Yeah. It would make sense. They were both fantastic in it.
They were both. I mean, oh, and Antonio Banderas. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? Like that. Oh, my God. That movie was.
It's literally a movie where it's like 90% of the dialogue is between just those two men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as well, it should be.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And when he got fired. Oh, my God. It was so fucked up. Yeah,
so
that's an excellent movie that will absolutely fuck you up. So keep that in mind.
Nightmare fuel.
You know what? I mean, and now I'm thinking about when it comes to like, what are you obsessed with? Just continuing down the path of like action stuff. I happen to be this. I think it sort of maybe began during COVID maybe, or maybe before. I honestly don't remember if it was like before COVID or after COVID, but Gerard Butler movies.
Okay.
Like every time the world is coming to an end and he's like a scientist, or like maybe in the next one he'll
I've
be like an archaeologist. Oh my God, they're all exactly the same.
Yeah.
Where he's like trying to save the president, and he like saves the president at the White House, and then they go to London, and then there was another one where they were, I think he was everywhere in the US where it wasn't like location specific.
Mm-hmm.
I really highly recommend. I actually think he's very good. It's, you don't have to, you literally leave your brain at the door. It's just him fighting some bad guy, like capital B, capital G, and they're like coming after something and he's the hero. Honestly, great. Great. Okay. It's like every single
like
movie is exactly the same. Every single one.
James Bond.
No, I wouldn't. That would be so poor man. Like that's not in the same universe. But
did
it
you
would
know,
be like, yeah, I can't even compare it.
I think Brandy Glanville said once that she slept with him, or like hooked up with him or something, or made out. It was like something like that. It was like she said.
Oh, Gerard Butler?
Yeah.
No, I remember that.
Yeah.
I forget if it was maybe that they schtupped, or maybe it was that they made out. I forget.
Creating. Well, Brandy, let us know.
I know. Brandy, if you're listening, call in. It's kind of like, honestly, like new Schwarzenegger, Schwarzenegger used to have like action movies and it was like, although I think those were actually probably a little bit more diverse in plot.
Yeah, Kindergarten
like
Cop
Kindergarten
is very
Cop.
Different than Twins. So,
exactly. Yeah. I was like, Kindergarten Cop versus the Terminator. Those are actually. Oh my God, Kindergarten Cop with the like, what were they? They were like, I remember the fire scared the shit out of me at the end. And they were like, was it a snake that they were carrying out? There was some sort of child carrying out an animal from the classroom that they wanted to protect. Why do I feel like it was, a snake?
It was a snake.
Like a snake. Oh my God. And the scary guy with like the slick back hair, like the
movie hits.
Evil. Oh, oh, it's a classic. That is a another classic.
Another classic.
And I'm honestly obsessed with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So there's that.
Cardi B threw a mic this week.
I know. Did you see that there was additional footage released?
I think she's going to get sued, by the way. I think they're like...
by the person who hit
her? Yeah,
who
definitely she has a police report out or on her. She put a police report.
I mean, I don't know about that, but I mean, I believe it that it's happening. I don't know how that's going to go for whomever filed it. But did you see that they released additional footage that she had been asking people to like sort of splash her with water?
So I was told
prior.
Yeah, I was reading that that she asked for people to throw water on her after the incident to lighten the mood.
Oh, I thought that had happened before, and that's
wouldn't that
why
make
someone
sense
threw...
that it would happen after? Because then you would be like, fine,
I mean,
yeah,
either
throw
way,
throw
I
some
could
water
see
on
it.
Me. Just kind of like trying to play it off and lighten the mood a bit to continue the concert.
Okay.
That wouldn't really make sense if she was doing it before just to throw a mic. Was anyone at this concert that can like offer some like
perspective or witness?
Cardi B?
I know. Where was she performing?
Like it's not
I don't even
it looked
know.
Like Las Vegas or something, but it's just like she hasn't had a new song in like 4 years. What are we listening? Like what are we at the Cardi B show listening to?
What is Cardi B up to these days? I actually don't know.
Just fighting,
I don't have any idea.
Just fighting bitches. Just fighting people.
Great.
Like she literally just got out of a court, out of a lawsuit where she attacked a stripper for like sleeping with or allegedly sleeping with her husband. It's like a whole thing.
Oh my God.
That's what they were saying.
Wow, word on the street. That's crazy.
So she allegedly attacked.
Allegedly.
I don't know. Yuck, let's change the subject. This is too much. Do you have a nightmare ultimate girls trip?
Okay. I again don't want to here's my problem with casting is that like when people say, what's your dream? Quite opposite from nightmare. What's your dream girls trip? I really can't put it together because my problem is I focus on people who I enjoy on individual franchises, but I'm not necessarily thinking about them as a collective, which I would argue is what went so terribly wrong with Ultimate Girls Trip season 3. Yeah. So when it comes to like nightmare, I just immediately think of people who I really dislike. Diana on Beverly Hills, Danielle Staub, like people who I am afraid of or whatever else. But then it's like, I'm not going to want to watch that. That's just a quite, that is a very literal nightmare. It's not like wild people making great TV. It's like, this is what happens when
Berkshire's,
I take 5 milligrams of melatonin.
Berkshire's is great because they can be villains most of the time when they drink, but they are lovable people. Dorinda has like a great time. And then when the moon starts rising, and the liquor starts flowing, then like, you know, it's like werewolf. It's like, you know?
Totally. I think that was, but season 2 was just incredibly watchable. So when it comes to Nightmare, I'm like, do we want watchable
Nightmare?
I'm going to
rewatch
Nightmare?
That one every fall now.
Are you? Oh my God. Is that going to be
like
the
that's a great fall, like the first week of like October or something. Just like rewatch Ultimate Girls Trip 2.
That's
going like
to be
a good fall watch.
That's your pumpkin spice latte is what we're talking about on Peacock. I'm here for it. I think that's actually a great idea.
Yeah,
I am absolutely
like,
going to do this.
Fuck
September.
Witches of Eastwick. I'm watching Witches of Berkshires.
Love it. What's yours?
You know, I wrote down here, but I can't remember. I think I just wrote Nightmare Ultimate Girls Trip. And I feel like, didn't I? I wrote you something when I was talking to you about it. Let me see.
I think you told me to think about it, but I don't think you gave me your list.
Mm, you're right. I said,
because that would be interesting.
A nightmare one would be just, they're all from the same city. It would be a panic room and we wouldn't even get to go anywhere. It would just be a panic room.
Oh, that's right.
And it would be Gretchen Rossi, Lydia, what's her face, Lizzie Ravsek, Alexis Bellino.
Oh my God.
Who else? Oh, there's like probably one other OC woman that's just like, I think OC sometimes.
Peggy the 100th Housewife.
Peggy Tenuce.
Oh, not Peggy. Oh, I wasn't even thinking Peggy Tenuce. I was thinking Peggy 100th Housewife. Peggy, whose last name began with an S.
Either one,
husband.
I think is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, either one is terrible.
true.
I think OC consistently has like the worst, like they hold on to good ones, but there's a lot of filler. There's nothing iconic about. Well, I mean, I don't think there's that much iconic about Gretchen Rossi, but if you ask my friend Jonathan Lawhorn, he'll like drag you to hell. He loves Gretchen Boutte. Christian, he calls it Gretchen Rossi Boutte.
Do you remember the days of Gretchen Christine? I
yes,
mean,
Christine.
Does she still sell that stuff?
I'm
that
sure.
Is that still a thing?
We will
you
find
think?
Out on the next season
oh
of
my
Girls
God.
Trip.
I can't believe she's back. I actually did not spend a single second thinking about that. That's
do you think
actually
we're
gonna be
that?
Really funny. I have no idea. Which okay, so that's season
I bet we're
four
getting it, like,
and then five
right
is
at the
New
end
York.
Of, summer.
Of next year? Four?
No, this coming fall. Like at the
oh,
end
this
of summer.
Year.
Yeah. About we're like up.
Maybe winter, maybe like mid fall. We're getting four at the earliest.
It's gonna be
I would
a
think
dark time coming up. We're gonna have to sit through Beverly Hills and wait for this
oh
shit
God.
To come on. Ain't shit gonna happen. It's gonna be a dark era.
When is Beverly Hills coming back?
I'd imagine by fall.
You think by fall? Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a wild season. Yeah, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for some. For some good content.
Lenny Hochstein's engaged to his mistress.
Wish him the best.
I don't.
Be
but,
well.
Yeah.
No, it's like
yeah.
he's a clown. It's like he's such
him.
A piece of shit. And it's just, yeah, truly fuck him. And I can't
but
wait for Miami to come back. I want to see Lisa
that,
rise.
Yeah. I kind of hate that Lisa even acknowledged it, though. She's got like she leveled up. Her new guy is like actually hot. Like he's cute.
Oh, you think he? Okay, wait. But have
I don't
you
think
seen
he's like
him without the filter?
He's like, you know, he's wait, what?
Have you seen him without the filter that
no, wait.
Lisa uses?
No,
he sort of looks like a different person. He's, you know, attractive. We love a bajillionaire, even though his profile on Instagram
hot.
Does reference lead generation, which makes me a little nervous.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we love Lisa in love. We want to see Lisa
You're
in
like
love.
The same height. So that's also a little bit.
Love it. I'm into that. You know, and she's tiny.
She is
she's
tiny.
Like a,
so
she's
he's
like
tiny.
Polly Pocket.
Little babies. the Polly Pocket, directed by Lena Dunham, coming soon.
Oh my God. If they get Lena Dunham anywhere near my beloved Polly Pocket, I will lose my shit. I'm not going to be thrilled with that. Have you seen Barbie? Did you see it?
I did. We talked about this. We're gonna talk about it on the bonus because there's so much more I want to cover with you. We're gonna hop over there.
Okay.
We're running over time on this episode, so I want to talk to you about the rest of my list. I want to talk the rest about your list. Kim and Corey are in more domestic dispute mess. They gonna lose the house, baby. I want to talk about Real Housewives of the OC. Well, let's talk a little bit about OC really quick, just to give them a little taste. Make Taylor a full-time wife. I don't understand what's happening here.
Yeah, do you think that? I think she might. She might next season. I genuinely think that might happen.
I think
that this was just like the. I 100% agree.
God, fuck. It's never been so good. Like, I enjoy her so much more in this like scenario than I ever did on Beverly Hills. Like, she's such a.
Really?
I think. Yeah, she's just like. Well, obviously, her life is completely different. So that's completely.
Totally.
You can't really compare the two, but. I think that this show is just like a lot lighter and sillier and gives her the space to just be kooky Taylor, which is, come on, the counting candy and
oh my God,
just the kooky bringing it out of her. That's when she shines. Let her be
I
light.
Totally agree. Yeah, I agree. I like it for her. And I think this, if Housewives becomes a completely different experience for her than Beverly Hills, God bless. Like, that's great to have. You know, just a totally, totally different kind of universe and potentially persona. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Would you want to see Heather Dubrow now that she sold her house in OC for $55 million? Would you want to see it? Was it $55 million?
I think you're right. Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
I know.
Would you want to see her transfer to Beverly Hills?
I would like to keep her in Orange County.
I know. We need it.
We need it. And the cast is going to make this really fucking tough because everybody likes when you can gang up on one person because it means that you feel protected. But we need Heather to stay on the show. So someone is going to need to decide to just, you know, internalize whatever dumb frustration they have about her and fucking rally because
well,
we don't want.
It sounds
I mean,
like
I don't
everybody
know if they're
does.
Doing it now. I know. which is really unfortunate. Really unfortunate.
She was talking shit. She was talking shit. She's not good at it. Like Tamara is. Listen, I want to go over to the bonus episode. Tell the people about your podcast and where to find it.
I host Andy's Girls, which is a podcast all about the psychology behind The Real Housewives. And you can listen to it. Eps come up twice a week, and then an episode of Taking It Personally, which is the same concept outside of the Housewives universe, is up once a week. And all of that is available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, all on the same feed. And you can follow me on Instagram and Threads at Dame Galley.
Love it. It's a really good podcast, guys. I listen to it.
Thank you. Oh, do you? I didn't know that. Yes. Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Of course. I don't get to listen to like podcasts all the time, but I make sure I listen to like yours. And I still love Come Through Queen. I think that they're fun.
Oh my God, they're the best. They're fun. Oh my God, yeah. They're the best. Yeah.
Love. And then the rest of them are like politics and shit. I have like High Low.
Oh, I love. I'm assuming I'm You're part of the no. high. Thank you. Thank you. Fuck you.
I'm kidding.
Such a pleasure to be here.
Yes. Such a to be you know where here. I'm sitting. I'm down there too, bitch. Guys, go to patreon.com/theBlist to subscribe to the bonus episode. We are going to talk about so much more. I want to finish talking about OC. I want to talk about it just like that a little bit. I want to talk about Roni with you because that's really fun. And okay, yeah, we're going to talk about all of that. So guys, join us over there. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you on the B-side. Bye, guys.